This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh beginning today. The Prime Minister arrived in Raipur last evening to participate in the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police. The three-day conference commenced yesterday at the Indian Institute of Management in Nava Raipur. The Prime Minister will preside over various sessions of the conference scheduled today and tomorrow. The conference will also be attended by Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar. The Prime Minister will also present the President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service during the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the path to Viksit Bharat lies in the unity of the people. The Prime Minister noted that despite facing many difficult situations, Goa not only preserved its original culture, but also rejuvenated it over time. Addressing a gathering of devotees at the Sardha Panchshat Manotsav of Sri Sansthan Gokarna Pat Gali Jeevottam Math near Kanakona, Goa, he lauded the historic monastery for its enduring contribution to society.
आज जब इस पवित्र मठ के 550 वर्ष पूरे हो रहे हैं तब हम इतिहास का उत्सव मनाने के साथ ही भविष्य की दिशा भी तय कर रहे हैं विकसित भारत का रास्ता एकता से होकर जाता है जब समाज जुड़ता है जब हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है तभी राष्ट्र बड़ी छलांग लगाता है श्री संस्थान गोकर्ण पर्तगाली जीवोत्तम मठ का प्रमुख ध्येय लोगों को जोड़ना मन को जोड़ना परंपरा और आधुनिकता के बीच सेतु बनना है इसलिए विकसित भारत की यात्रा में ये मठ एक प्रमुख प्रेरणा केंद्र की भूमिका में भी है
President Draupadi Murmu said that the youth of the nation are the architects of the country's future and the guardians of its great cultural and civilizational traditions. The president graced the closing ceremony of the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and addressed its 19th National Jamboree in Lucknow. The president said that for achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047, youth of the country should make efforts.
Scouts and Guides ka aadar sabakyo hai, taiyar raho. इसका अर्थ है कि आपको भविष्य में आने वाली सभी चुनौतियों का सामना करने के लिए तैयार रहना है आपको अपने अंदर वो क्षमता विकसित करनी है जिससे समय आने पर किसी भी चुनौतियों का बिना घबराए दृढ़ता से आत्मविश्वास के साथ सामना किया जा सके
The country's gross domestic product GDP registered a robust 8.2% growth in the second quarter of the current financial year, driven by strong performance in the manufacturing, secondary and tertiary sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman hailed the growth and affirmed that the government will continue to advance reforms and strengthen ease of living for every citizen. India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, for 2026-27 with highest vote tally. The council elections were held during the 34th session of IMO Assembly at London. India secured the highest number of votes in the category comprising 10 countries with the largest interest in international seaborne trade. It received 154 out of 169 valid votes cast during the election. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning on Monday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the Houses and Parliament in the meeting. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session will be held from 1st to 19th of December. The Election Commission said that more than 50 crore 68 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2. It is 99.43% of nearly 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls is commenced on 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. In football, India's under-20 women's team will play first of two friendly match against Uzbekistan at the FC Madras Academy in Mahabalipuram today. The match will begin at 5 p.m. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Tanvi Sharma, Unnati Hooda and Kidambi Srikanth stormed into the semi-finals of the Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.